It's Wednesday, a day late, but we'll now catch up with your emails and web comments. Last week, we heard from people who had been bullied as children and about how that continues to affect them as adults. We had this email from Lauren in Berkeley. "I confess I was a bully," she wrote. "I try to justify it and say that I only picked on the people who picked on my friends, or that I only picked on the boys who were my size or bigger, but I was just mean. And I was mean because it seemed better than being scared." We also heard from David Berenson, a school counselor in Cleveland. "The difficulty that I see is that teachers are supposed to constantly teach kids not to hit back, but to tell an adult when they're being bullied. However, the teachers are rarely able to successfully stop it, and often the bullying goes on. Also, kids will often not tell an adult because of fear of retaliation or of being seen as a tattletale. Combine that with many kids whose parents tell them that they should fight back, and media that glorify fighting and bullying, and it continues. For World AIDS Day, we heard stories about testing, who gets tested, and why. Andrea Hagelgans, who assists Planned Parenthood with media and communications, was dismayed by a caller's story of her experience at one Planned Parenthood office, which appeared to want to steer her away from getting an HIV test. Planned Parenthood is very active in domestic and international work to stop the spread of HIV/AIDS and sexually transmitted infections, Hagelgans wrote. We do this not only through testing at our more than 825 health centers, but also our advocacy for comprehensive sex education in our classrooms. In our World AIDS Day discussion, we forgot to mention what's involved when you get an HIV/AIDS test. Our friends at the Centers for Disease Control helped us out with the following information. The most common testing is done on blood drawn from a vein, but there are also tests that look for HIV antibodies in oral fluid and in urine. There are also rapid screening tests that produce results in about 20 minutes, but those rapid tests must be followed up with another test before a final diagnosis of infection can be made. Tests can be arranged through your healthcare provider or by calling 800-CDC-INFO. Finally, we remembered or acknowledged people who died from AIDS or worked to combat the disease. We wanted to remember Tembi Ngubane. We first met Tembi when she was 19 and lived in one of the largest townships in South Africa. We were struck by her candor, sense of humor, and her courage. She was willing to speak out about having AIDS at a time when few in South Africa were willing to say, "I have AIDS." Tembi carried a tape recorder from 2004 to 2005 to document her life. Her story aired on National Public Radio in the U.S. and in the U.K., Australia, and Canada. It reached more than 50 million people. She became a spokesperson and took her story around the world. She died last year, age 24.
I'm just imagining what this world would be like without me. I'm not scared of dying, but I'm scared of not being here. I'm just going on with my life.
The voice of the late Tembi Ngubane. If you have comments, questions, or corrections for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. Tomorrow, the Best American Comics of 2010. You're listening to NPR News.